ドゥルルドゥルルドゥルルドゥルドゥン。What's up, people? How are you guys doing? Good evening and welcome to another exciting episode on Vibes with Jerry. It's another entertaining weekend. Well, I won't really say entertaining because it has the last couple of days has been heartbreaking for everyone. As we can see what's going on around the world, there is chaos and death tolling and everything. The world is kind of like in a unstable manner right now, so I want to first of all take my time to console with everyone that has lost someone or people that has a relative outside between Ukraine and Russia, because as you can see what's going on right now, they have a lot of insecurity going on right there right now. So hopefully the issue will get to be resolved and everyone will be back to their stage of being happy. So guys, going on today's episode, we're talking about red flags. Red flags, yeah. Red flags has to do with the signs we see before dating someone. So today I'll be giving you guys just a little bit of red flags you can see in a girl or a lady before, you know, making up your mind. Sometimes these red flags can come after being in a relationship or before being in a relationship. You know, red flags are really important things we should look at when going into a relationship. So you think you are dating the perfect one, you immediately hit it off with her, she looks fantastic, you know, we know how it is now, and your friends love her. Only sometimes things isn't right, arguments keep breaking out and tension is building. When things are going right, it is important to recognize these red flags in women, identify them sooner rather than later, and you can work to resolve issues and end the relationship before anyone gets hurt. These days people just decide to go into relationship because they feel they can gain from it, but relationship is way more than that. So you can resolve issues or end the relationship before anyone gets hurt. Now there's a big difference between complaining and criticizing. Understand, complaining is I was concerned when you were running late and you didn't call me. Criticizing is you are forgetful, you are not forgetful, you are selfish, you never think of me. You see the difference? Everyone lashes out and criticizes from time to time. Sure, of course, now I understand we're human business, so once or two times we are criticize ourselves. But repeatedly using you as an emotional punching bag, no, now. As a guy, you should not tolerate that. That should not be tolerated from anybody, be it your girlfriend, your male, your female friend, or whatever it may be. You should not be telling that, because that can lead to like three horsemen now. You understand what I mean? She treats you with contempt. To treat someone with contempt usually means mockery, sarcasm, and disrespect. Essentially, it means your girlfriend is not taking decisions seriously. Yeah, she's not really taking it seriously. What effect is this going to have on you? It will make you feel unloved, trust me, and devalued. And in relationship, those are very important criteria that needs to be attended to. In relationship, we need to feel, well, for those that are in relationship, not really me, because you know, single associations. It will make you feel loved and valued when you don't treat your partner with contempt. Nobody deserves this. So if this seems familiar to you, you should work on this as a couple. Then I think the third red flag would be she needs constant reassurance. What a sad woman. These red flags in women might seem harsh, but it is true. If your girlfriend cannot make themselves happy, they will drain all your willpower and mental energy trying to do it for them, because it's a relationship. I understand. Everyone needs an emotional pickup now and then. Understand? I need to reassure you that this is how I feel about you. This is what I have in store for you. You need to remind me of how important I am in your life. But if they are constantly doing that for, if you are constantly doing that for her, when can she do that for you? It's a question. Like, you always remind her of how special, how important, and how things goes. One of the most challenging life lessons I have learned is you have to love yourself before you can love someone else. It's true. You can't pour from an empty cup. My cup has to be filled up first before I'll be able to pour for you. She's a drama queen. Wow, screaming women. That's what I call them. Women that likes to shout. Very loud, lousy. Now, this might seem familiar with it, might seem a little bit too harsh, but come on, guys. You guys know what I'm talking about now. Somehow, nobody has it worse than your girlfriend. Ladies, no offense taken, please. But I'm just pointing out facts here. These are red flags that I believe guys should have noticed by now. Everything is a soap opera. And everyone has a vanity against her, or so she says. Engaging in one-man-upship is a contest with no winner. You can't be contesting with yourself and expecting to... You understand? It's yourself, of course. There's no winner. You're not going up against anybody. You won't feel emotionally supported, which is very important. If you are with this kind of person, no. If you are sick, she's on a deathbed. Everything is always turning into drama. I don't really think that any guy should go into a relationship with a short person. She does not read or push herself to grow. Now, you guys might say, read. What time you use reading do? What time you use begging? I don't care about this kind of stuff. If you are anything like me, you love to read. It does not really mean, you know, staying and let's say you have to spend 24 hours reading. No. Normally, when you attended colleges at, you know, schools or universities to expand your horizons, perhaps you are just a generally curious person, so you like to pick up books and read. You find things interesting, understand? But if your girlfriend is not learning, she does not like engaging in new ideas, she does not like getting exposed to what's happening, trust me, it is a very terrible sign. She when you say, baby, let's get information about this, and she thinks the table right. Trust me, it's a wrong thing to do. As a quick sign, ask a girl on a first date if she likes reading or if she's reading currently. If she hasn't read any book in the last years, that's not really, I won't really say you should go for that person, honestly speaking. For me, I don't really know about you guys. It's about developing yourself and developing your partner. You understand? The person you are about to be with should be someone that has the same ideology with you. You should surround yourself with girls that knows how important and how valuable education or learning is. If your wife is not, or your girlfriend is not developing alongside you and not encouraging you, then she's the wrong person for you. It's simple. You might want to acquire wise that life can be hectic, but a year is a long year for me. You understand? You can't tell me that within a year, 365 days, you have not been able to get down to acquire one or two new knowledge. No, now. Oh, wrong now. Ah, worries. She plays with your emotion. It doesn't matter if you are 18 or 88. However, how old are you? I promise you are not too old for a girl to play games. Enough said. Understand? We are not in high school now. I think they happen. We know the secondary school again. Yeah, we know they do secondary school love again now. We don't know how it be now. Be honest, sincere, and forthcoming. This is one thing that you girls need to also work on in a relationship. I think you guys always like to go through the corner. Understand now? When you want to talk, you talk directly. You go straight. Understand? And trust me, you and your guys will get along just fine. You can't be in your mid-20s and then you say, I am too old to take wicked jump or to go through hoops. No. You have to be calm. You have to communicate. You have to understand. Feelings is a very vital thing. You don't just go inside and say you want to play or say this boy or man just chopping money playing with feelings. That's not nice. Another red flag again is she's using you to cheat on someone else. Mm-hmm. She's using you to cheat on someone else. They will tell you are different from their exes and they will never do it to you. Reality check out. You're not different too. Or they'll tell you, oh no, this, that. That is, no. The truth is that they will break up with you when Mr. Right comes along. They're just using you to keep the loop, to buy time. Understand? She has a girl, she has a boyfriend, and you come along trying to woo her, trying to get her attention, trying to tell her that you're the right one for you. But we all know how girls is now. She'll just be like, okay, see, like, I'm getting from here and getting from here. Let me be on both sides. The truth is that she'll just use you to when the right guys come. It can be challenging to face objective facts, but when you're in a relationship, I hope knowing these red flags, the woman can help you recognize if you are in a problematic relationship, or if you don't see any of these, maybe appreciate what you have been given. Because, my guy, they are though. Then I think entitlement, I'll be quitting here today. Entitlement. My brothers, if she's broke, dependent, and feels entitled, run. This type of woman, they will definitely drain you financially and mentally, bro. Run. Now, I'm not saying that you guys can't go into relationship with a girl that has nothing doing. No, that's not what I'm trying to say. You understand? Personally, if I get into a relationship tomorrow, of course, my girlfriend will support you. Everything, you're not guilty, you want, wait, you know, go offer. We all know how it is. Being able, I'm able to provide it. But not when you are broke, you are dependent, and still feel entitled. Like, if I know, I have to address this. There was this trend that trended, I think it was last year, December. Now your hair will know if your boyfriend did try or not. Like, girls, are you serious? So you want to tell me now, if your boyfriend no buy hair for you, now you no go wear hair? Well, for me, I feel like I braid you, sha. So, all join, sha. So, bro, if your girlfriend is entitled and she feels that she has to be dependent and feel everything should be coming from you, she does not have to work, just chill out, bro. She's not the one for you. Nah, I don't feel you're in the right relationship. So basically, with these few red flags, I hope you'll be able to work on your relationship. With all I've said, if you are able to see any of these things in your relationship, I feel you guys should just settle down and talk. You understand? Get to communicate. Understanding is one very important and valued thing in a relationship. You guys should try and get into a relationship for the right reasons. With this today, I'll just be, you know, come to an end of today's episode on Vibes with Jerry. I hope we keep doing what's right, and those who are in a relationship out there, well, we'll know. It's all good, and I hope Russia and Ukraine can get over their issues and, you know, let love lead, because love is everything, according to what they say. I don't know, shall I find love. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode on Bambi Jerry. See you guys next time, and hopefully we'll be having some speakers next time on Bambi Jerry, so you guys should enjoy. Thank you.